As he tucks it, now chucks it, and that's going to be picked off. Racing the other way is Woolen, and he's going to get into the end zone. So Woolen has put his stamp on this game, a couple big tackles, and there an interception return for a touchdown.
Welcome back. Back this time better than ever. This is my favorite time of the week, guys. It's the honorary captain of the week segment. And of course, Donovan Woolen, North Dakota State linebacker. He's not just riding solo alongside him. Noah Sanders, financial advisor and college unit director up there in that Fargo office. Mr. Noah, I will start with you. First time joining the show, but forever an FOS, a friend of the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your week to hop on, chop it up with FCS Nation, and kind of help pump and get Donovan Woolen's voice out there and heard by Bison Nation. Appreciate you.
For sure. No problem.
And Donovan, to you as well. Busy schedule. Yeah. We often talk about this all the time. College athletes, it's a full-time job. Athletics, especially as we get into this new era of college athletics, you guys are required to do a lot more. There's a lot more asked of you. So taking time out of your week to hop it on and chop up with FCS Nation, I appreciate you. I cannot thank you enough.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, Donovan, your first time being an honorary captain here. Noah, your very first time on the show. Donovan, when you were approached with this, and I'll get into how unique and cool that I think what we're doing is, but your initial feelings and thoughts when you were first approached, when this was broken down to you, how quickly did you say yes? Kind of take us through the run of show for you when you were asked to kind of represent an entire university, if not the greatest in the subdivision that it has ever seen. What was your kind of initial feelings?
Initially, I was like, yeah, I mean, this is an awesome thing to raise awareness to. Noah called me and I said yes immediately. I know this is something I would love to do, love to get people to raise awareness, raise money for it. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Noah, what was it about Donovan? I often ask anybody we have on the show, whether they are college unit directors, financial advisors, managing directors, managing partners, directors of recruitment. I asked them kind of, what was it that made you choose your athlete? So for your sake, Noah, what was it about Donovan that stood out and that made him, I already said this, but a great representative of such a prestigious, I guess I'll call it, university like North Dakota State?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision, I guess, when we talked to Coach Polsek, is kind of who we went to, like, who do you think would be good for this role? Because, I mean, your mind immediately goes to Bryce Lance, who is awesome, and Cole Payton, who's awesome. And when we talked to Coach Paulus, like, the first name off his tongue was, you got to get connected with Donovan.
Love it.
So that's kind of who we went to directly. And I can second exactly, that's exactly how the phone call went. I call him. He's like, yep, sounds good. What do you need? So obviously a great, I want to say kid, but we're close enough in age where I can't refer to him as kid. Great enough dude to kind of take this up.
Yeah, just a couple of dudes talking shop here. Again, just resetting Noah Sanders, college unit director up in the Fargo office, and Donovan Woolen, a linebacker for the stingiest defense that you'll probably lay eyes on in all of the subdivision. Before we get into a little bit of football talk here, Donovan, I kind of hinted a second ago how weird college football is and the state and the era that you didn't choose to be a part of, but you are a part of. And you have friends who play football in the FBS. You have friends who play at some of these bigger schools where when you hear NIL, I think the average person gets scared, or the other average person kind of rolls their eyes, right? Because we know what it entails. We've seen the ugly side of it, but this is quite the opposite. And I think FCS football is quite the opposite of the FCS. It's still in its purest form. We have not managed to wreck it whatsoever. And I think us here at FCS Nation, Northwestern Mutual, Alex Lemonade Stand, we're trying to keep it together. And there's nothing that exists like this in the entire landscape of the FCS. So to you, was this something that you saw as different as well in the NIL partnership space? Is this something unique that you haven't seen? Do you agree with all of those thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I kind of saw it as not really the NIL part, but really as raising awareness to Alex Lemonade. And that's really how I saw it, you know, raise money for this, you know, help this out.
It's really cool. And I appreciate that perspective. And I think, you know, how many honorary captains we've had on this season, it's definitely double digits up to this point, but none of you guys have missed that. And it's not like I teed you up for a softball question there. It's authentic. It's true. It's actually how you're feeling. It's like, oh, cool. Right. I'm going to make a little bit of money. Cool. That's not the point, right? Yeah. Because Northwestern Mutual and Alex Lemonade Stand, just the millions of dollars that have been raised through their partnership. The fact that now you get to be kind of a megaphone for that at the top school in all of the country. It's not NIL at all. It is raising awareness. You hit the nail on the head right there. Noah, kind of how do you see it? You're somebody who can't say necessarily is in charge of Donovan, and I definitely won't because you guys talked about how close you were in age, but there are things that, you know, you're asking of Donovan that you want him to do. There are things that you want him to say to get out there. None of it, you know, you're not forcing his hand or anything. You know that he's the right fit, and I use the word megaphone, but he's just a good representative and a good face for this thing for all the right reasons, obviously, that Tim Polasek has already voiced to you. But do you see it in the same way, that this is just an entirely separate thing from what most college football fans are seeing now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because when it comes to what the athlete or what Donovan is making from it, is they can make the amount of money that essentially we're paying them in NIL and in another deal of less
Sure.
time commitment or whatever it might be. They're giving us, and Donovan's giving us, more of his time than he needs to or has to. Through posts, or whether it's doing a podcast or whatever it might be, that if he sought it out to go make the money, he can go get more money in a different cause or whatever it might be if he wanted to. But that's where I think who he is as a person gives us that upside of the image that he's created, and then obviously the awareness that it brings to Alex's lemonade stand as well.
Yeah, speaking a little to Alex's lemonade stand, I always try to give the context and the backstory, because it's not like the same people are listening to our honorary captains. A lot of Bison fans are tuning into the show for the first time, or tuning into the honorary captain of the week segment, kind of waiting for Donovan to learn about who he is, kind of underneath that bucket here. Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation began with a single front yard stand started by a four-year-old at the time, Miss Alex Scott. I call her the queen. She was battling neuroblastoma. She wanted to raise money for doctors to help other kids like her. First of all, I can't fathom a thought process like that at age four. It's jarring to hear, but it's also heartwarming. Alex passed away at age eight, and when she done so, she had raised almost $1 million. And today, that legacy lives on. She, because of what she felt, what she wanted to do, her parents, Jay and Liz, kind of carry this thing on. And you're looking at numbers that they've raised. It's nearing, it's inching towards that $300+ million, you know, 1,000+ hours of research, all of these things. That is why we're here right now. That is why a linebacker for the North Dakota State Bison, the number one team in the country, he is preaching her message, and Noah is helping him do that. And there are plenty of ways to get involved, guys, but I just wanted to give a little bit of historical context, and then historical context for us. Noah, I talked about this being your first time on the show, Donovan, this being your first time with us, but this is season three for us here. We've had other Bison on, we've had managing partners and directors, but you two are with us for the long run here. But in year one, we raised just under $50,000. Last year, just about $70,000. And guys, as we sit and we speak right now, already $50,000 raised. So I think we're going to crush both of those numbers. Noah, talk a little bit about the relationship between Alex's and Northwestern Mutual. Some of the things that, since you've been along for the ride, that they've accomplished, some things that you've heard about. Again, just to kind of further give Bison fans context of the partnership that you guys have with Alex's.
Yeah, I think Northwestern Mutual has had a longstanding relationship with Alex's Lemonade Stand, whether it's raising money through things like this, or we've done golf tournaments at Sweet Shots that have provided dollars for them. Trying to provide as much as we can. Northwestern Mutual has provided over $50 million to Alex's Lemonade Stand, and continues to do that through whatever we can to create dollars for them. And if honestly, if it's, you can't donate to this cause out of your own pocket, because we understand that that isn't for everybody. Not everybody has some of those excess dollars. There's simple things that you can do, like the Lemon Top Challenge, where if you hashtag Lemon Top Challenge, tag Donovan, tag Northwestern Mutual, tag Alex's Lemonade Stand, and hashtag Go Bison, Northwestern Mutual will actually make a donation for you to this very cause. So ton of different opportunities to get involved, whether it's out of your pockets or Northwestern Mutual's pockets, but hope we can continue to breed and grow this relationship that we have with Alex's Lemonade Stand.
I love it. And kind of piggybacking off of that and passing you the rock here, Donovan, there was a quote that was dropped on an interview that I did, I believe, with Aiden Bowden, the signal caller for South Dakota, and Chris Schenkel, a managing director up there as well. And Chris at the time just dropped an absolute bar, and I've held on to it ever since. He talked about watching fandom turn into real impact. Mm-hmm. And when I think of a team in a fan base that not only scares the life into people, but also is, you know, the most boisterous, probably the most heavily invested, right? I could go down the laundry list of things that, you know, Bison Nation represents and kind of what they stand for. But when you hear the quote, watching fandom turn into real impact, and you think about your fans, how big is this to them, or how big could it be to them if they really sunk their teeth in and got behind you?
I think it's very big. A lot of people's lives are affected by stuff like this. And I feel a small donation, even if it's $10, you know, $5, it helps a lot to a lot of people in need. And, you know, like Noah said, the lemon drop challenge, just taking a photo, and Northwestern adding money can help a lot of people that are in need and that need different types of money to help them.
Yeah, and just talk about that fan base kind of plainly. You know, how impressive it, you're a younger guy on the roster. How impressive has it been to kind of see their impact, how good they travel, and what it's like, obviously, when the lights go out at home? It's the toughest place to play in the country, man.
Yeah, definitely playing in the Dome is a hard place to play as an away team. Talk about traveling, like the Tennessee State game, it felt like a home game to us. There was, I don't know how many Bison fans were there. It was really special, you know, to play defense at an away stadium, and our own fans are louder than their fans. You know, it's very special to play.
Yeah, it's a really cool example. And you're talking about Tennessee, right? Tennessee and North Dakota, not very close to each other. So the fact that felt like a home game kind of just speaks volumes to the power that I think Bison Nation possesses. And that's kind of what we're trying to hint at here. If you guys can get behind Donovan in this, take it to the next level. We've had winners from South Dakota. We've had winners from South Dakota State. Signal callers, whoever it's been, other positions. We had a tandem with the Jackrabbits that got up there and raised a heck of a lot of money. So just getting behind Donovan here is important, I think, for Bison Nation here and kind of furthering on that conversation. Sometimes when I'm talking about football with some of the honorary captains, I said, well, you know, you guys are competing. You're 5-4 on the season. You know, well, it's been a tough patch early on. You know, you're 3-6. You know, what's it going to take to turn around? Well, I mean, we're unblemished here, okay, Donovan? I mean, you guys, I don't know if you ever are going to lose a football game, but had your first scare last week. I guess we could call it a scare, a 15-10 victory on the road. A tough place to play, to be quite frank with you. The Alera Center, kind of take us through last week's game, the roller coaster that it was. I think it is the game that most people want to hear about more detailed because it has been the closest one. Talk about that Fighting Hawks game last week.
It definitely was a roller coaster game, you know, going into someone's home turf, you know, expecting a loud environment, expecting a tough physical game. We knew that coming in, and we knew it was going to take everything we had to win that game. You know, defense really stepped up, you know, helping out the offense at any chance of the game, help them get back on their feet, you know, getting the ball in good position for them. But I mean, we really just had to stay focused on our goals, you know, being the most physical team on the field, and ultimately, you know, it helped us win that game.
Is there something that ever gets spoken about? And when I say spoken about, I mean out loud, that you are every guy's, that you guys are every team's Super Bowl. I mean, I can sit here and say it. I think to a degree you've heard it, but is it often spoken about that, hey, you know, regardless, we cannot just, you know, get roll out of bed, toss the jersey on and you know, win by, you know, 3 scores. Is there something that you guys tell yourself? I've always wondered this, even somebody who's played you guys, have gotten curb stomped by you guys and also beat you guys, that you were legitimately everybody's Super Bowl. Is there something that you guys talk about in that regard?
Definitely it's mentioned at the beginning of the season. You know, every team is gonna give us their best, and everybody on our team knows that going into every game, we're going to get everybody's best. We're going to get everybody's entire playbook as a defense. They're not going to leave something on the field.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody knows that. We know we got to go 1-0 each week, stay focused. Don't let outside distractions, you know, distract us from our ultimate goal.
You guys are 10-0. I already mentioned that. I think it's cool how you guys rock and roll through a season. It kind of just, you know, we try to do this fun song and dance at the very beginning. You know, are they going to be, you know, for this year it was, hey, what's Cole Payton going to be? Well, didn't take long for that to get answered and you guys to get going like that. Something I often ask, and when I interview quarterbacks here, I ask them this because they're in leadership positions. But based off of what Noah's told me about you, this is a question that you'd easily be able to answer. When you're home on Christmas break, summer break, and you come back, you usually have fresh kits, right? Fresh shirts, shoes, socks, shirts that have something taped across the front or the back, something that maybe the coaching staff and strength staff got together and said, hey, we want to run with this year. This is something that we want to say. Is there a motto or a quote, a run line that the Bison are running with that the public really hasn't heard? but could be kind of a backstory as to why you guys are dominating that way.
Something the public hasn't heard. I believe they probably have heard this from Coach P, but being the most physical team in the country,
Oh, yeah.
we're not gonna leave anything on the field. We're gonna give it our best every single game, every single snap. Doing your 111th, doing your role, trusting your brothers
Love
to
that.
do their role, and if everybody does their 111th, we will win the game.
Noah, how cool has it been for you, former player, Bison alum, to just have a relationship with somebody who's currently in the locker room and just make you a little more tapped in, right? You have a little more access as to the current pulse of the team. I think it's every alumni's dream, right? To just still be tapped in, still know what's going on as coaches come and go, and there are new schemes and new systems put in place. So for you to be alum and a former player and have a relationship with somebody like Donovan, who when you ask the head coach of the 10-0 football team, the number one in the country, hey, I need somebody, good face, good kid, good grit, and he's like Donovan Woolen. How cool has it been that Donovan's kind of helped give you some of that access that as alumni we all want?
Yeah, no, it's cool to have that relationship. And I think being so close to the Polk program and like Polisek recruited me, I unfortunately never got the opportunity to play for him because he took offer and took a job at Iowa as I was coming in and was able to have that relationship. And I think that's where it gets really cool because there's a multitude of relationships that get developed. I mean, having the relationship with Donovan, I have probably a future in-law in some capacity on the coaching staff as well. My brother-in-law is dating Devin Kleiman's sister, and it's like so there's a relationship with the Kleiman family still. And then I have actually a client on the team too. So it's like you have a lot of cool relationships that evolve, and having that inside scoop is really unique because you get a multitude of perspectives, whether it's from a coaching staff or a player's perspective, offense, defense, whatever it might be. So it's been fun to get to know Donovan as well.
Yeah, and we as quarterbacks know we watch this game through different lenses, right? With different we've talked about perspective and stuff. You've seen this team go 10-0, not really be tested by anybody yet, and that speaks more to North Dakota State than it is who they play, right? Playing in the Missouri Valley. How would you grade the season so far? Let's act as if Donovan can't hear us right now, and it's not like the grade's going to be bad. I mean, we're talking about an undefeated team, 7-0 in the conference, but just from top to bottom, kind of you viewing it now, we jump into having a client on the team, you got Donovan on the team, you kind of watch a game differently. We already do as quarterbacks, but how would you grade it out so far?
I mean, it's as impressive of a team as I think we've had in a while. I mean, it goes without saying, my wife and I booked our Nashville flight for the national championship after I think week three. So not just not knock on wood, obviously, but like I and the alumni I think would agree. Like we're in group chats, and I mean I work with former players and things like that. And the conversation in the tailgate lot and around town is this is one of the more impressive teams since we've had since the run back in 16, 17, 18, 19, whatever it was. Like this team is really freaking good, and it's fun to watch. And that legit buzz and energy is back in the dome. It's back in the tailgate lot, and I think there's a lot of high expectations of what this is going to continue to be.
A few things there. It's back, right? I mean, okay. I can't even fathom how you guys are able to speak like that. You're like, it's back. You guys, what's back? I mean, we were just in Frisco in January. What's back? What left? So that's hysterical how you guys speak along those terms. But on a more serious note, Donovan, to hear somebody like Noah, who knows more than 98% of people who are listening, what it's like in that program, who is who, how it operates. How do you go about it personally? And also, what are some of the things that you hear from Coach Tim P in regards to blocking all of that out, right? Because in face value, if somebody's saying, they're expecting you to be in Nashville come January, it's a burden. I'm sure that's something that the staff is tasked with kind of keeping out of your guys' mouth. How do you go about that?
I mean, first off, I wanted to say we appreciate every fan that shows up to every game. It means a lot to everyone on the team. But as far as blocking that noise out, we like to stay focused at going 1-0 each week, and staying off social media, because people will love you whenever you're doing good, but they'll also hate you when you're doing bad. So just focusing on yourself, focusing on getting better, focusing on helping the team get better, is the main focus that Coach P installs every day with us.
And Northern Iowa on deck. You're inviting them into the place that just now got that buzz back in the Fargo Dome and whatnot. What's that tape look like? How excited are you guys to beat up on them?
We're very excited. Going into another week, another faceless opponent. We got to come out, play our best game, give them our best game because we're expecting their best game against us. And yeah.
1-0 for you guys means 11-0 for the Bison. Good luck the rest of the way, Donovan. Seriously, I'm super excited to watch you go to work. I've loved watching you go to work. I love the one-handed INT, all the things that you do. You stick out like a sore thumb out there. You are the new era of linebackers that I think started top down in the NFL, longer, lankier. You have a bright future ahead of you, and you're very young and already somebody that is being pointed out to by the head coach. So keep doing you on the football field, sir, and make sure that you handle your business off the field here. Noah, kind of passing you the rock now. Talked about football, how involved you are when it comes to being inside of that facility, but campus is something that I know you want to increase your footprint, especially on behalf of Northwestern Mutual. What are some ways that you plan on going about that? And also, kind of, why is it important to you to do that?
Yeah, it's really important, and I think this is hard being this is an NDSU podcast, but I got to give the Rabbits and what they're doing at SDSU and USD a lot of credit in the South Dakota area with the impact that they have on campus. And obviously, our managing partner Derek was in the South Dakota office for the longest time, and trying to instill a lot of that into us. And where does that come from? That comes from a footprint on campus. So what we're trying to do is, I mean, whether that's an etiquette dinner or providing meals for different athletic programs or getting more involved with the sales school at NDSU and getting to being intentional with career fairs that we're at and who we're getting introduced to. So the more involved that we can get with professors and the coaches, which we do have a pretty good relationship with, the better off we're going to be. And really what we're trying to do is create a really positive light as to what Northwestern Mutual represents. And any, whether it's college kid, whether they intern with us or use us as a resource, walks away and says, "That was a really freaking fun experience that I got to have." And that's kind of the perception that we're trying to develop with the whole Northwestern Mutual in Fargo, whether it's Grand Forks, Bismarck, our kind of whole network. So.
That's poetic right there. Awesome stuff. A lot of good answers in there. And one of the ones that you did throw out there was the internship program. One of the coolest stats that I hear each and every week, and if somebody, forgets to bring it up, I make sure that I do, is that 1 in 5 advisors in the entirety of Northwestern Mutual are former athletes, some of them former collegiate athletes. So that's big. And I could sit here and ask you kind of what it is about that, but I think after hearing Donovan talk, hearing the long list of honorary captains that we've had, it makes sense, right? The drive, the schedule, the discipline, all of these things. But talk about how important the internship program is to you. It's just constantly rated at gold tier category. You guys win award after award after award. What is it that stands out about Northwestern Mutual's internship program for Bison parents who are listening, who have high school age kids up and coming, and also kids who attend North Dakota State who are kind of looking for life after school, and for the parents who have athletes, life after football kind of realm. Talk to them about why NM is probably the best look that they'll have.
Yeah, I think anyone who's started or ran a business understands it's one of the hardest things in the world to start. And whether that's as an intern or as a full-time advisor, that's the what you get the opportunity to do and see through is the legit opportunity to start a business with no overhead or anything like that. And then you get a really genuine connection and poured into-ness, if that's a word, from other professionals around you. When you get that opportunity, a lot of internships turn into the paper pusher or the filer or whatever it might be. Any intern that gets to come into our office lives out the same day-to-day life that I have, that other advisors in our office have, with the opportunity to learn from a multitude of very experienced and intelligent individuals, and then get the opportunity to take a bus to a Twins game or come to Milwaukee with us for our annual meeting in July. And like they're not discluded from the office quarterly events, award ceremonies, things like that. They're engulfed in the culture that we're trying to create, and kind of get all those unique opportunities that any full-time advisor would as well.
I think the culture aspect is huge here. It is tried and true for Northwestern Mutual. It's also tried and true for North Dakota State. So match made in heaven. And like I said, shout out to all those parents and even classmates of yours, Donovan, who are listening right now, who are fans of you, fans of the team, who are like, shoot, I will be out of college here in 2 years. Like maybe I needed to take that seriously. Depending on what your major is, even if it's not in the financial services, right? You talked about the sales school. Even if you're not in the sales school at North Dakota State, there are things that you can learn, things you can take away. Plenty of people that I've interviewed weren't in the sales school, weren't, finance majors and whatnot, and they've still found a way to carve out their own business practice at Northwestern Mutual. So it's one of the best in the business here. Guys, this is the call to action portion. This is the fun part of everything besides talking football, besides learning about who Donovan is behind that face mask. And that's calling out Bison Nation to donate, to pledge, to ultimately help us raise awareness. FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. You see Axe Eliminate Stand. Click on it. It's got its own wing of the website dedicated to it. You can click donate, pledge, check the standings. We're inching towards that $50,000 mark right now, Donovan. Not necessarily lagging behind, but behind some of the guys who are raising up there in that $10,000 mark. So kind of call out Bison Nation as to why they need to get off their horse, get going on all this, and kind of back you, everybody in that Fargo office up there, and Noah, Donovan, call out Bison fans.
I would say this is another special moment to show why NDSU is the best. I will call out everyone to donate what they can or do what they can to help raise awareness and show why NDSU is on top.
Yeah, and like Noah shouted out, I'll do it once more, the Lemon Top Challenge, guys. It's super easy and fun. Also, I've been to a few events now and everybody loves doing it. And we got to make sure that you post these things and get them in feed. But you take a lemon, you're going to balance it on your head. Harder for me. I have a bald head, but if you got hair, it's easy to put that lemon on your head. You post it to whatever platform you want, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whatever you got. TikTok also works. Hashtag go Bison. Make sure you're tagging Northwestern Mutual at NM underscore financial at Alex's Lemonade. That is their foundation's handle. $10 is matched from Northwestern Mutual. So it's a sneaky way to get Donovan up and going here. And Donovan, I'm sure you'll get your guys in the locker room and on the field making sure they're posting the lemon tops. We've seen that go around. So that's super fun stuff. I literally cannot thank you enough, Donovan. Seriously, with how jam-packed your guys' schedule are, you guys are just laser-focused, dialed in, looking to go 1-0 next week, which, like I said, is 11-0 in totality. Good luck the rest of the way. I'll be watching you. All of FCS Nation will be watching you. Keep kicking butt.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Noah, taking time out of your schedule to chop it up and kind of give Bison fans peeled back layer as to who Donovan is, what makes him kind of the guy that Tim Polasek pointed to, right? And obviously you see that leadership take place on the defense. Thank you so much for taking time and chopping it up with FCS Nation.
For sure. Thanks for having me on.
And that is going to do it, guys. On the other side, as always, it's the pick segment. You're not going to want to miss it. But for right now, you're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.